Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
From Legacy Foods here.
Hi, everybody.
Now, you've recently had some sales this summer, and I want to explain. I like to break things down into I'm going to call a philosopher of thought, which is why the primary, if you want to call it modus, or we call watchwords of my show and of what I do in my ministry, is ask better questions. Now, why is that important? Well, the first thing is people who are spiritual, and I'm a Christian, you're a Christian. I'm a, if you want to call it, a Hebrew Christian. My family were ancient Kohanim, right back to Moses himself. And what I see happening is people don't want to ask questions. The first question I'd ask about what we're doing here with Legacy Foods is, number one, do I want to survive? For example, the third hour today we're going to have Jonathan Gray. That's the name of his book, Will You Survive? And we've been doing it for a couple months now, actually talking about some of the facts. But the first question you should ask is, do I want to survive? Then the next question you ask is, questions are like Kachina dolls, you know, little Russian dolls. The next question inside that question is, what do I have to do today to survive? And it doesn't mean you have to do everything today, but you have to do something, you know, one step at a time, right?
Right.
Now, the first thing is, in order for me to survive, how long a time should I survive so I can move to what's called subsistence living? So beyond the collapse of current civilization, me and my family and my friends can actually physically live into a different world. Now, the ideal period, actually, when you ask enough questions, is you need to survive at least 2 months. Because by that time, you're learning how to live off the land. For example, I just recently had one of the ladies who's was a nurse in Mexico, and she's pretty neat in terms of herbalism. She came up on the weekend, and she actually went to one of our trees in our yard. Now, we've got fruit and nut trees in our front yard, and we've got all kinds of exotic trees in our backyard. We live in North County, San Diego, so everything you want to grow, as long as you water it here and provide the nutrients to the food, it grows. So she was actually gathering four giant leaves from this tree that when you turn it into a tea, it can knock out infections like anywhere in your body, including your bladder. She was getting it for her daughter. Now, what do people need to do? And people say, well, let's say we talk about food. Now, you guys also supply water and power needs, because right now what we're doing is we're going through sun, run, solar, and we're going to add power. And I have already have after 2011, we had the power blackouts because California is very mismanaged. So we got a 20-kilowatt generator. So in 4 seconds, our transfer switch, it's actually the least expensive way to actually get backup power is to get a propane generator. But someday you're going to run out of propane. You're not going to run out of sunlight. Sunrun's the best system, by the way, so if you sign it like a 20-year lease, our power bill is going to be one-third what it was, and we're going to guarantee power. I'm also going to get backup batteries, and it turned out the best batteries you can buy right now are not quite available. They're the nickel-iron batteries made up in Montana, and they have the U.S. licenses for it, but they've got, how can I say, personal and technical problems of getting the production out. The largest supply of batteries beyond lithium that lasts about 6 to 8 years is the Silicon South batteries, and the best manufacturer in the world, believe it or not, is Shenzhen, China. And the owner of the company who developed it initially based on science and research, by the way, from America, which is often stolen and brought to China, and they literally magnify it like crazy. They produce pretty high quality of silicon salt batteries, and they have a supplier in Northern California and one in Canada, Calgary, Alberta, that brings these batteries in. Now, what do you do for food? Well, you can get a dehydrator, and you can get a liquid nitrogen thing to take your food after you dehydrate it and drop it in tubes so it freezes it because it will kill all the pathogens off without irradiating. But you want to get food that's produced by the highest quality, the greatest number of nutrients, the largest number of grams of protein and fat and nutrients and so on, and you want to make sure they're non-GMO, et cetera. And if you compare, and there's a table you have on Legacy Foods, that Legacy stands head and shoulders above everybody else, all the other food suppliers, okay? If you don't store some food every month, and that means if you get a start on an auto ship, you can change the auto ship what you want, you're going to be very sorry because down the road, I mean, I see advertisements on TV, get gold, get silver, get this, that. In fact, even our carrot bars, gold's going to be a good thing to have. Because you can have, you know, carrot bars, cash, and cash notes, and gold, and cards. But the most powerful gold of the future is going to be food. 25-year long heritage food, because there's a day coming when that ozone layer, there's a fire accelerant right now and causing fires in British Columbia that they declared national emergency today. And California, the largest fire in California history, which is going on right now and not fully contained. The fire accelerants are nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum, and ultraviolet light because we've been destroying the ozone layer on purpose and not fixing it. And we actually have drones. There's so many drones in the air go over the car fire, we couldn't have helicopters drive fire retardants to stop the fire or build fire breaks. And we don't manage them. We have so many regulations. We don't remove the duct and the chaparral or remove the power lines that are causing power surges and sparks because smart grids and smart meter systems generate sparks and start fires. So we're doing everything wrong. Not just a few things, we're doing everything wrong. We're letting the ozone layer go to hell. We're poisoning the ocean so the benthic layer doesn't make carbon dioxide turn to oxygen. We have increased ground-level ozone, destruction at higher levels of ultraviolet light, x-rays, etc. We're doing everything is screwed up and satanically, luciferically bad. Now, what's the question? What do you want? You want to have gourmet-mageddon, I call it.
There you go.
When people have had, like in Venezuela, and you should kind of, if we had a photo shot or little videos of what's going on in Venezuela, first they eat their pets, then they eat their children, and then they eat each other. Now people, Dr. Diggle, you can't talk like that. Well, I'm not using curse words, but I'm telling you something that's very dark. In fact, no one in Hollywood is going to make a movie about this, are they? They're not going to make a movie about what will happen if we don't make peace with our enemy like Russia or China that will eventually nuke us, or some rogue country like North Korea has a satellite pass over the lower 48 and blow up an EMP weapon, or even just a fishing boat 200 miles off the coast, or a submarine, which, by the way, can park 100 miles off the coast, fire a low-yield EMP nuclear weapon a few hundred thousand feet in the air, and bam, 1,500 radio miles, there's no power, and it's not coming back because UHF transformers are toast. And the only country that makes them now is China. And we're not in good nature with China right now, are we? So, people want to know, do you want to survive? Yeah, I sort of want to. You don't want to sort of. Either yes or no. Okay, yes or no answer is all that's required here. There's no place for maybe. Number two, what do we need to do? Number one, you want to get Legacy Foods on an auto ship. Number three, you want to start storing some of your own food. If you overmake too much stuff, freeze dry it, you know, freeze it, then dehydrate it, and then stick it with the oxygen absorber packs into these special things. Yeah, you can do some of that. But you want to start on ownership with a professional company that's going to actually store the stuff safely. It's not going to poison you in the future, right? So tell us, what do you think is going to happen when? Well, I'm going to make a guess. And this is just a guess. It's not a prophecy. I'm going to guess right now the four winds are being held back by Trump. But he's not going to fix it all. In fact, we not only have Trump derangement syndrome with Mad Maxine Waters, who's abusing him, and she doesn't have any platform herself, other than get rid of Trump or assassinate him or attack his staff. But we also have what we call Trump abuse syndrome. That includes people that support Trump, but they give him bad advice. His advisors, people who are globalists, like John Lightning Bolt and so on. And these people are not going to give us missile defense. They want to talk about Space Force because they want to put more weapons in space, not block weapons coming in so we don't get our power grid fried or cities nuked by nuclear weapons or military bases. And we are even still building, you know, super carriers when in fact we don't have defense against hypersonic cruise missiles or hypersonic, you know, subsonic high-speed torpedoes that can blow our aircraft carriers all to hell. And we've been advised, I talked to experts down in San Diego some years ago, that we've been advised this is a stupid way we engage even a conventional war now. So when is going to happen? I'm going to guess somewhere after 2024. Now, it could be 2029, because in April 2029, we have the passage of Apophis. Now, Apophis is an ancient thing about the satellite, asteroid that is supposed to be called the Destroyer or the Dragon Star. This one is three times larger than the one that killed the dinosaurs. Its debris field is estimated when it crosses the Earth will be 3 million square miles. Some of that debris is going to hit us. The asteroid is probably going to zip by us and give us a hell of a view. But our geopolitical world is not being handled properly, and if you're not preparing for a dark future and survival, you're not going to. So let's answer those first questions and then move on to the next question, right?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and I want you to announce the special sales going on. You know, if people have asked those first couple questions, I hope their answer is yes, I want to survive. Yes, I want to actually have what we call food gold, which is 25-year-long, we call, you know, food Mageddon, I call it, or gourmet Mageddon, where somebody comes up and says, hey, I got a biofuel truck that I'll give you for that big, you know, $1 of food for my family to live another month. And they'll say,
right,
what have you got? And you go and look in your garage or your attic and says, hey, I got one. Give me the truck and the keys and the biofuel.
That's
what's going to happen in the future, bartering. Or I got a whole bunch of this kind of food or whatever. And guess what? It's going to be done. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It is.
Now, what I see happening is a series of catastrophes. These fires all over the world are actually going to catalyze what the globalists want in their environmental hazards, which is the Paris Accord dealing with the fact that global warming. Now, global warming or climate change, you know, I get a kick out of climate change. It's like, yeah, the weather changes from hour to hour. I mean, last night it cooled off to the high 60s, and in the house it was like 76.1 degrees. I have a little thermometer with humidifier in my bedroom. We got a fancy one out in the kitchen, and it was an outside sensor. The fact is, climate's going to change. So it's kind of amazing. It's like, climate change, we're so concerned over it. It's like, that means you're still alive and you're dealing with the fact that there's a temperature change day and night from sunlight, humidity, fire, rain, etc. It's kind of insane to actually worry about climate change when, in fact, you're going to be a victim of climate. How's that? Mm-hmm. But what they're doing is they're actually accelerating the destruction of the ozone layer, the carbon-oxygen cycle, and actually going to displace massive billions of population from coastal regions because they have an agenda. Their agenda is already written up in Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and Vision 2050. And if you're not preparing today, I mean, today you can still buy the stuff. If actually, let's put it this way, we have millions of audience that listen to the NutriMedical Report every week, and there's over 100 and some broadcasters on this network. If just 5% of the people listen to all the broadcasters, including Alex, and they all decide, hey, we're going to go to Legacy Foods and all the other suppliers and buy all their food up. You'd be cleared out of your shelves in a day, wouldn't you?
I guess it depends on how good, if they got a nice stock.
I know, 5%. We're talking about 5% of 327 million. So let's say in one day you had, say, 15 to 20 million sales calls and emails going to your site and everybody else that supplies the stuff. It'd be gone, let's say, for exaggeration, say 1 week or 4 days.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. Now people say, oh, that can't happen. I said, it's going to happen. There's going to be a day when the shelves are cleared.
Right.
There's going to be a day when you can't buy this stuff. In fact, you can't even buy it if you give them your youngest child. You know, like the Druids, you know, give me your youngest child, you know. Rumpelstiltskin, remember that?
The Rumpelstiltskin. Yep. Rumpelstiltskin, yep.
Right, right. You don't have a Rumpelstiltskin day in your family, do you?
No.
No, no. You don't want that child story to turn into reality.
People exactly.
Say, Dr. Deagle, you're making this up. I say, no, I'm not. I worked actually as the appointment at Reserve Admiral John Hughes looking at Operation Top Off and Dark Winter for biological and radiological terrorism. And I had above top secret clearance, basically the same level as President Trump. Working at U.S. Space Command, which, by the way, the Space Force, which somehow he announces is new today, when I was there 24 years ago, it was already in place about 15 years. So the Space Force has been up there for 40 years, okay? In fact, the very first statement that the Director of Space Command said to me was, Dr. Grodnick, we're 2 miles underground, Shreve Air Force Base, in the actual underground city, in a real city underground. And we're surrounded by an anti-missile system against incoming nuclear weapons. The three levels higher security even than NORAD, North American Air Defense Command. And by the way, my best friend back then was Colonel Lynn Wills, the head of Radar Command, who would set up the Huey supercomputer at NORAD to fire off our submarine-launched land-based nuclear weapons against our potential enemy. So I know everything. I don't know some of the stuff. I know it backward and forward like my the veins in the back of my hand. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't think this is going to turn out bad, and even Trump is trying to be spinning plates in the air. He's doing a great job, man, but they're giving him extra plates, and he's going to have some of these plates fall. He's already made a screw-up last week by claiming the Russians attacked this former Russian spy and his daughter when the chemical, and I'm a toxicologist, was only manufactured by the British at Portendown. If you think that Trump announced, by the way, 2 years ago, he was going to try to have a different financial system where America can print money that doesn't have to be tied to the Federal Reserve System, let me tell you, he doesn't bring it back up again because the banksters have got a hold of his left and his right testicle in a vice. Okay? And you say, well, Trump's doing the best he can. He is. He's fantastic. He's holding back the winds of destruction. But he's not the miracle cure. He's simply delaying. It's like going to the ICU and say, well, he's still bleeding. Well, give him another 20 units of blood. Well, it's still going to pour out on the floor. Don't worry. Just give him more blood. We got lots of blood. And the patient lives another 24 hours, but they're still bleeding. If you don't start storing food, you don't start getting prepped up by self-defense and getting out of the big cities, you're going to have that day I call the fourth day. The fourth day is the dog's barking because there's no dog food. The refrigerator's been rotting and it smells awful. Sewage is backing up in your sink because they have to cut back on the water supply because there's no water treatment, backup power for water treatment or sewage treatment. And your wife's screaming that you need to go to the next door neighbor because maybe there's a handgun in your drawer. And you could get some food from them because they're preppers, and they ordered from Legacy Foods.
Right.
And people say, no, Dr. Deagle, they won't do that. I was like, hunger is a cruel master, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is. And also, if you want to be king of the hill, have a whole lot of these buckets. Imagine if somebody realizes you'll save their life, and by the way, they can start planting a little garden, and before you know it, in their front yard instead of grass, they're growing veggies because you have heritage seeds. And you can save the seeds because they're going to grow more seeds. If you have heritage seeds and you have stored food, you're like an angel to them. It's like, right? Oh my God, you're going to save me and my family. I love you. I'm your buddy. I'll die for you. Guess what? If you don't have food or you don't have self-protection or you don't convince your neighbors to start preparing, it's going to get ugly. Is not a good enough word. It's going to get non-human. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get really reptilian. It's going to get awful. I mean, people don't realize that, you know, in the Second World War, and there are stories people don't want to hear, but there's stories of disappearing children in the Second World War when there's starvation because the children were eaten for food. Did you know that?
Yeah, people do crazy things when they're hungry.
they do human things when they're hungry. And the word human, by the way, is an 80s and Scottish thing. You remember the Capitol buildings and the castles in Scotland, and this is before the Magna Carta, they had the name humans. Human means serpent man. That's what the Magna Carta was written for, the Bales that owned property were serpent men, who were the only ones legally allowed to own property and actually be proxies of the king. Did you know that?
No.
And the rest of the population were considered monsters, which later got converted by Hollywood to monster. Did you know that everybody else other than the Bale is actually considered a monster? They look human.
Huh.
They taste human. Sort of like pork.
Right.
But they're not able to own real own property, which is why our Constitution and everything else has made us proxies on the land. We think we own or even our own bodies when they're actually used as a proxy against C corporations for their federal debt. If you're not preparing for the future, you're not going to have one. Have a nice day. Order today. Legacy Food Specials are on.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and of course we are about to have Bob Vineyard on from Pure Water Systems. What we need to understand is every other water system, including the Berkey, is useless. They do not pull up all the heavy metal toxins out of your water, biotoxins, formaldehyde, chemicals, birth control pills, doping agents, etc. They only pull a portion of the water, including fluoride, chloride, and bromide halides, which are feminizing. If you want to pull out all the toxins, you want to have great, literally what's called lab reagent type water, and that means you have to have water that's so clean that you actually you can do a lab experiment. And I guess the best lab experiment is you. Yeah, Bob, you're there.
Yes.
Yeah, I talk about the experiment of you. And in other words, the lab water systems that you use, and we have now commercialized, which is the Bev 100 countertop. You can snap on your tap in a minute. The Bev 200 tackle box system, which I have up in my attic for what we call Armageddon, which you can use for the 12-volt kind of pump. And the Bev 300, which is, I have two of them, reserve tanks from our KitchenAid in our kitchen, which we just got a new KitchenAid fridge, and we have it connected to our water line. And the 5-gallon reserve tank, and the one in our laundry room that connects to our other refrigerator. I always believe in backups. And then a Bev 500, which you introduced about a year ago, which has an auto-flush system. And the last few years, we've had the whole home water filtration system. And their filters are 22 inches long, so they're pretty easy for you to replace or have your plumber replace. If you look at all the other systems, like the Culligan and so on, they're giant systems for 150 pounds. You replace them every 2 or 3 years. They don't work as well. They require at least 2 plumbers in order to move the damn thing because it's so big. And they don't work as well as your system. The water's so clean because it goes through a linear charcoal, best RO membrane in the market, and a ion exchange resin. All that comes out is water molecules. You have to add back in 9 to 18 parts per million of calcium and magnesium to bring the pH to 10. And the water molecules are so happy, I guess. We talk about the internal, we call ionic bonding. They actually crawl over each other and form little spikes in your refrigerator. We call them angel cubes. So all the other systems out there, and I'm going to name some of them because they may get picked off, so what? gravity water systems, ceramic systems, whatever, Berkey, all these systems out there are garbage. They're only going to pull a portion of the toxins out. They're not going to pull all of it out, are they?
No, unfortunately, they...
And you're an experiment, basically. You're an experiment. Maybe they taste better. Like, I see these commercials on TV, don't get this system, get this system. And they're pouring something red or whatever, and it disappears because they have seven different layers. Look, unless you use a pure water system, you're being given a pig in a poke. You're still going to get toxins in your body. Radiotoxins, which is why last 2 weeks ago, the Rothschild Corporation announced, hey, guess what? Your wine in Northern California has some radiotoxins. But guess what? Those radiotoxins are in the entire Northern Hemisphere. They're not just in California. The groundwater is getting in your food, so you want to at least reduce your water exposure to toxins because the water delivered to your home is not, quote, potable for you, fit to you to drink. In fact, if you're getting chemotherapy and radiation, you're told by every cancer clinic in America, don't drink the damn tap water. And people don't get it. They think, well, I got a Berkey, I got a this, I got a that. No, you don't. You got a pig and a poke. And what's amazing to me is I'm a functional medicine doctor, and I've been searched for decades. In fact, when we started with you, I think about 12 years ago, we were using a previous system, which wasn't too bad compared to the systems out there, but it's still crap compared to the pure water system. And people need to know how serious this is. This is the over generations. This is sterilizing the population, reducing males to become females, increasing cancer rates and causing brain damage and breaking down the blood-brain barrier, and increasing genetic damage to cause cancer, ADD, ADHD, and premature dementia and diabetes. Duh. This is pretty serious stuff. I mean, I call this, maybe we'll call this Hydromageddon. Do you like that? In other words, death by slowly, like the Chinese water torture. This is water torture by you drinking and eating and cooking with toxic water. So, like, it's like a Hydromageddon. Do you like that? It's a new term.
It's so disappointing that there's so little accurate information available about...
Oh, no, there is accurate information, but you only get it here.
Yeah.
The same way with many other topics. I mean, I'm the only doctor that does functional medicine on this or any other network. I'm the only doctor that talks about the truth because they had above top secret clearance on classified projects that talks about lots of things. And they're not a damn conspiracy theory. I can prove with science what I'm talking about, personal firsthand experience and documentation and even death threats. I can tell you, this isn't open to anybody's damned opinion. The water, I can tell you, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're just, look, I can take your water, send it off for plasma neutron spectroscopy and high-pressure chromatography and tell you the 10,000 chemicals of parts per million or billion that are in the water that are killing you and you don't know it yet. Like that song, Killing Me Softly, with this song, I'm going to change it. Killing Me Softly with your previous water filter. How's that? Killing You Softly with this song. Let's change that last word song to water filter. Haha.
Well, I just, Dr. Bill, thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure, and I really just want to emphasize, and I know you spend so much time to help educate people on what's going on, and to me, it's just so very, very simple. If a healthy lifestyle is something that if you wear a badge on your chest that says I'm a healthy person and I take my health seriously, and you're not doing something about and you're not treating your water so that it's pure, then you really are missing a foundational cornerstone in building a healthy lifestyle. I mean, you just can't build a healthy lifestyle and expect to do your very best to avoid toxic exposures. And, you have a healthy lifestyle because you want to live a long time and you want to live a good life while you're alive. It's one thing to live a long time if you're, bedridden. That's going to suck. Let's face it. There's a lot of ways to live a long time that suck. And I don't want to live one of those lives. I've always wanted to live a healthy life. Man, when I was a kid, I sold Shaklee vitamins, man. Way back in the 70s, I was into this heavy, healthy lifestyle stuff.
Well, now we're actually making breakthroughs. We're starting to discover what is life and what's a life form. For example, and I'm putting together a series of PowerPoints and video, I call video vignettes. They'll be less than 20 minutes, but they're going to describe what is life, what's healthcare, what is so on. You can't amplify a broken system like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders Claus want to make with healthcare. You can't go and just say, everybody gets a gravity water system and you're going to be just a peachy keen, because the water authorities are regulating, say, 45 out of 10,800 chemicals, with seven new chemicals every day in the biosphere, and they tell you it's fine because it's not regulated. Are you kidding me? These are lawyers telling you, I feel very similar phonetically to liar, telling you that it's fine. Don't worry about those toxins. In 5 years, they'll say, you know what? That toxin level was 50 times higher than the acceptable limit because we know what it caused X, B, Y, and Z. But they're not additive. They're multiplicative. So when you have the different toxins, they don't work in your particular genetics the same as some of the next person, but they're multiplicative. They're exponentially bad compared to other things in your body. And what people should start realizing is we're all being experimented on. I call it 327 million guinea pigs. So when you get a water system, and the prices of the systems are reasonable. The filters are inexpensive. They're easy for you to replace. They're essential. In fact, besides food, if you had some spare, let's say, BEF 200 systems, besides your legacy foods, you'd do well to say to people, hey, guess what? I got one that looks like a tackle box. It's dropped a hose into a puddle. It'll take water cleaner with low power with a 12-volt generator off your car or car battery than a distilled water system, which, by the way, still bioconcentrates things like GPA, jet fuel, and so on. Most people don't realize the distillate doesn't remove all the toxins from distilled water even. I have people tell me, I've got a distiller. I don't need your system, Deagle. I think, do you understand how water is filtered? Well, yeah, sort of. I said, you have become a Google genius. You know what that is? They've read enough. They are now received godhood. I've changed the name from Google to Godgle. If you've read enough Google stuff, you're all of a sudden have omniscient knowledge. Guess what? You don't. You're living in the land of delusions. Without a pure water system, you're drinking crap. You're drinking toxins. You're drinking radiotoxins and chemicals that are feminized.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
After oxygen, we can last about 4 minutes before you start getting brain death. I remember reviewing cases in 1978 at the Foothills Hospital in Calgary, Alberta, and I was working with the emergency department trauma unit, actually analyzing exactly how many minutes it would take to do resuscitation to determine if somebody could be rescued and not get brain damage, because we can often actually restart people's hearts, but kind of hard to kickstart their brain after they've had long-term hypoxia. But right after oxygen is water. You can go 4 minutes before you get brain damage, roughly. You can go sometimes a little longer. Sometimes. It's amazing. Sometimes it happens. But you can only go a matter of, like, you know, a day or so without water, and you start dehydrating and going into shock. In fact, I recently heard a little story about a high school football player who probably had dehydration and electrolyte problems by not drinking enough water. In fact, we talked about this with Jonathan a few weeks ago, Jonathan Gray on How Will You Survive, his ebook from New Zealand, who's a biblical expert on this. And just drinking good, clean water can cure a lot of illnesses or actually massively treat them. So a great deal of illnesses, whether it's arthritis, diabetes, and renal failure, etc., and cancer, are dehydrated states. In fact, even aging is a dehydrated state, isn't it?
Well, that's it's you know, it's always the case that people most people run around slightly dehydrated all the time. And I used to tell people, I'd rather have you hydrated with tap water than dehydrated with pure water, because hydration is key. Now, I don't say that anymore because I know what's in the water.
Now, we've had on the show regularly either an hour and a half with Deborah Tavares on, and the fire is going on in California and also in places like Greece and elsewhere around the world. We talked about why that's happening. We got into the technical and the global reasons, but water is king. If you wanted to control the world and you had a Luciferic plan, and I use a little play on this with kind of a short vignette. I do that on other topics, but I use the template of the Screwtape Letters with C.S. Lewis. And so we're going to have a little dialogue here between Satan and Lucifer, which, by the way, most of the time, Satan's actually not the bad guy, at least his looks, even though he does bad things, because 90% of Luciferic evil tastes, looks, and smells good. So here's a little dialogue.
Master, we are selling lots of water filtration systems that are poisoning people. We do not want them to buy a pure water system because we're trying to force people to commit suicide by drinking toxins we've called here among us minions. Hydromageddon.
Very proud of you, my minion. You are pushing water systems that will poison people. They'll be cooking their veggies, washing their clothes, taking baths, and be receiving biotoxins that will accelerate their demise, their fertility, their IQ, and minionize them, destroy their health.
Lord Master, we're worried about this because there's this doctor. His name is Deagle. He's pushing this pure water system, and his listeners might actually save their minds and their bodies and not get cancer. They're buying these other alternative systems less and less. Lord Satan, what shall we do?
We'll try to jam him from social media so no one believes the word he says will make him out to be a nut.
But he's telling the truth, the minion. Just don't let anybody else know.
What do you think?
I think the minions are definitely getting poisoned, Dr. Bill.
Right, and then you have to understand this, and people don't understand. It's the same thing with nutraceuticals. We have the best nutraceuticals in the world, and I integrate with medical care surgery. If someone, let's say, needs a joint replacement, I say you need to clean the joint out of the joint and rice and put in Highland 6-meridium polymer, so we then give you, you know, our things like collagen max, joint performance, and then give you a red deer velvet and so on. And then you'll start to regenerate the joint with lumen photon, epigenetic frequency therapy, and perhaps even a stem cell transplant from Novastem and Tijuana, which are made by Stomatica. But guess what? If you don't do the things that are scientifically validated and based on it, whether it's drinking water or trying to regenerate your joints or just trying to reverse heart blockage of calcified arteries, if you're drinking crappy water, why do you expect to decalcify your arteries and not have a heart attack or stroke? Why do you expect not to get cancer or end up finding that your testosterone levels dropping through the floor because you bioaccumulate enough halides? Your male receptors are blocked because almost all biotoxins are actually locked into the female receptor, even in male bodies. That's why I say, you know, I use the analogy of the Florida alligator farmer. Well, years ago, we used to be able to tell the male alligators from the little girl alligators, but now we've got to get up real close and flip them. Look at their genitalia. Now, I can't use my binocs like I did 25 years ago. I have to look at them when I flip them over to tell if they're a boy, guy, alligators, or girlies. And sometimes we can't even tell if they've been either one. That's what's going on, isn't it? He goes, no, Dr. Deagle, they're not doing that. Are you kidding me? Of course they're doing it. It's part of the game. That's why we have 36 genders, and they don't want any sex, male or female. Do you know that? That's what's happening. In the next 20 to 30 years, there won't be a male or female sex if we keep on drinking bad water and eating toxic food. There'll just be one sex and 36 or 40 genders. You can be any gender you want, but you will not be male and female anymore. What do you think of that?
Well, it's happening slowly. It's happening slowly to everybody.
So does death. I mean, that's why I changed, for example, my discovery with regard to red deer velvet. Instead of your birthday, the first day they cut the umbilical cord, which is when you don't age in utero, your birthday is not your birthday, it's your death day. It's the first day you start dying. And the first day you keep on drinking toxic water is part of your death day. You're just accelerating your demise, and you're waiting for someone to look over the top of their glasses and say, you got terminal heart disease, or you got AIDS, or you got some other disease. You're succumbing to autoimmunity because you've eaten all this toxic crap. How did that happen? Decades of drinking bad water and eating toxic food. What do you expect? Right?
Well, I mean, I'm looking.
It's,
I'm looking.
Unfortunately, it's true. It's, I mean, and people say, well, you know, we're looking at the sperm count. You know, since the 1950s, you know, the average male, the sperm count has dropped 75%, and the hormone levels have dropped 50 to 75% male hormone. Like Ponell says, I used to have it very hard to find a girly man. Now, everywhere I go in the street, I see girly men everywhere.
I have to be careful what I say because I attend the university for some classes now and then. And, you know, I come home oftentimes and I tell my wife, where's the guys? You know? I mean, and where are the girls? I mean, I can't.
They're no longer guys, they're goys. You have to change you to all. They're no longer guys, they're goys.
You know, it's. I mean, I remember when I went to university 30 years ago, you know, and it was like, oh, yeah, dudes and girls. And now it's like girls and I don't know what they are.
Yeah, but do you know how many doctors know intermediate metabolism, toxicology, hormones, intermediate metabolism, and epigenetics? You can write their knowledge in a cigarette wrapper and roll it in front of your eyes and see two or three words. That's how much they know. And you talk to doctors, and they're terrified. Even when I cure one of their patients, they have doctors. I say, now, all I need is the permission from me to contact your doctor's phone number and email, and I'll describe exactly what I did and the science behind it. Oh, no, he won't let me do that. How many doctors do you think in the last 5 years I've been able to have permission after I've cured their patient by using nutraceutical technology, et cetera, and integrating it with medicine, right, surgery, whatever, one or two. I can name them. Dr. Black is one, and we're back east, okay? And he's also an MBJ, DC, and he got in trouble with the regulatory authorities because he's curing people with alternative technology, even his own doctors in his clinic. How dare you make people better? It's the same thing as Dr. Russell Blaylock measuring magnesium in the neurointensive care unit. He had a master's degree in biochemistry before into medicine and neurosurgery. And he was actually making people have less intracranial hypertension and coning their brains through the foramen magnum, causing a pontine hemorrhage and death, by simply giving the magnesium in the neurointensive care unit. And his colleagues were enraged. How come you don't have as many dead people in the neurointensive care unit after removing their brain tumor as us? You're ticking us off, Russell Blaylock. I mean, that's what the state of the art is, okay? So, as they say, if you don't want to die of Hydromageddon, get a pure water system. Don't get the alternative. You know, as I say, I need to put up this audio of these opinions to kind of get through to you with a little sarcastic humor, but it's that bad or worse, believe it or not. And the regulatory authorities don't care whether or not you're dying. They just want to know you're not dying of those 45 regulated chemicals, not the other 10,800 that are killing you. Or turning you, as I say, turning you into a godly man with no sperm count. You'll have no children, don't you worry. You'll be sterile. Pseudo-man. You'll no longer be a guy, you'll be a boy. Which is a boy that's prepubertal. How's that? Pretty funny, eh? Get a pure water system. Go to our website, NutriMedical. Go down to Shop Buy and go to Pure Water. The code is NutriMed. NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.